Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 515 of Power Rangers, Dino Thunder, episode 19, Lost and Found in Translation.
It aired on June 13th, 2004, written by Steve Slavkin and directed by Paul Grinder.
The Grinder, the Grindman. It's coming back.
June 2004, I'm trying to remember if I'm graduated or if we had a late graduation because of snow days.
Are you? Yeah, because I don't remember. I think I graduated in late May, too, because I feel like seniors just get like a little bonus.
Yeah.
But I think 2004 I was in freshman year.
Yeah, by June, I think I was out of there, man. By June 19th. Flew the coop. I'm out.
The coop was flown. Josh, before we start, I have I think I'm gonna call it bad news.
Uh-oh.
I think it's bad news. The Now That's What I Call Music franchises put out a CD called Now That's What I Call Dad Rock.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. It's not real dad rock. You want real dad rock, I'll hook you up with a playlist.
Oh, Josh, I looked up the track listing for this compact disc, and let me tell you, the four songs that I saw, which were Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus, a song I listened to every other day, Kids by MGMT, In Too Deep by Sum 41, I don't know what the, America by Razorlight, I've never even heard of that song.
Yeah, that's not a dad rock.
That's nothing.
I don't care what song that is, that's not dad rock.
No, Complicated by Avril Lavigne, and Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. These are songs I like and listen to. Am I? Should I be a dad? I feel like I should be a dad.
I think you might be a dad.
I feel like I'm wasting my time not being a dad currently.
Deep down inside, you have the BDE, the big dad energy.
I feel like I do. And here's the thing. So I went. Okay, this is wild because this is mostly the Teenage Dirtbag. That song came out in 2001 with the movie Loser, starring Jason Biggs and Mia Sorvino, I believe. I'm pretty sure the music video was one of those, like, we take the characters from the movie and they're in the music video and they do stuff around the band while it plays. I'm pretty sure it's one of them, which also, as I found out yesterday, the song I'm Just a Kid by Simple Plan was one of those for the movie The New Guy, starring DJ Qualls and Eliza Dushku. I had forgotten, but that video is in standard definition, so it's pretty old. But In Too Deep, Sum 41, that I was like a teen. I was a young teen. I was a maybe preteen when that came out. Complicated, right. We talked about, came out in 2002. So like,
so this is music for dads, assuming current dads
are 31 years old, 31 to 34 years old.
We're teenagers at the turn of the century.
Yeah. But Josh,
or at the very most, preteens.
But what I found out because I couldn't stop staring at this, what I considered to be an ill portent of things to come in my life. That song 41, Teenage Dirtbag, is 41 on the album. So I pulled up the track listing.
What?
Yeah.
No, okay. Hang. Is this like there, okay? There Hold are. On. No, I have a question before we go on.
Okay.
Is this a physical thing I can buy?
I'm confident or it is.
Okay, so I have to get three discs of Dad Rock?
It's got to be a three-disc Dad Rock set.
Minimum!
There are 59 songs on this album.
Oh my god, that's a four-disc Dad Rock Bible.
But can I tell you some other songs that are on this that makes this even more, like, weird?
Yeah, okay. I have some questions as someone who listens to a lot of butt rock that came out when I was a teen and is, I guess, dad age now. I'm curious if some of the songs I like are on this.
So if you scroll all the way back up to the top, the first song, We Will Rock You by Queen.
Okay.
Now that I feel like is a more traditional dad rock song.
Yeah, that is like our dad rock song.
Yeah. The next is Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones, right?
Okay. Is this Dads Through the Ages?
I guess it has to be. But see, it's not in order because Wheatus is number 41 and Radioactive by Imagine Dragons, a song that came out like 4 years ago, is number 5 on the list after Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. This is released in June of 2018. I feel like dad rock used to mean something, Josh. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that because I thought this was going to be a bunch of songs that came, like, Stacy's mom is on here.
Yeah, dads love Stacy's mom.
I also love Stacy's mom. I feel like that doesn't, I feel like dad rock is not what, now that's what I call dad rock thinks it is. And I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, it's just, it's just like, now that's what I call butt rock.
That this is literally just, now that's what I call some music.
Now that's what I call rock and roll in its many subgenres.
It's many states and forms. Anyway, Josh, if you're new here, not you, you've been here the whole time. If you're new here, friends and lovers, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. This is actually take two. Well, this is technically take two and a half because you did just have a computer meltdown, and yesterday we couldn't record because we thought the internet was bad from rain, and it turns out it was computer, but we have it fixed now.
Yeah, my computer just needed to close its eyes for a minute, I guess.
Just needed a nap. We all get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to go watch Lost and Found in Translation right now.
Dino Thunder power up! And we're back. And we just watched The Rangers Watch Lost and Found in Translation.
Is this the weirdest episode of Power Rangers?
It's the weirdest episode in the entire series. It is not anything I ever expected to even have a lampshade hung on it. Never mind an entire episode to.
Gosh. Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. Listen to old episodes of the podcast up through Lightspeed Rescue. There's also an archive feed that's got the first 10 seasons and two classic feeds. Got to catch them all. Got to catch them all. Morphin Grid. You can email us at littlelydia.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on Apple Cobbler Podcasts. I'm pretty sure I haven't used that one. We're on Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podbay B and Pod Delight. I feel like I've done this before.
Pod Delight, yeah.
Pod Delight.
Skyrockets in flight.
Yeah.
It's Pod Delight.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's stupid.
This is where you can listen to good shows. It was going to be like satellite, like pods.
Oh, I was
delight,
doing like afternoon
no, I
delight.
Think, I feel like I've done mine before, but that was a new one, so we're going to count it.
I don't know why I did that. It has nothing to do with the episode. We're on, it's like every
sentence.
I don't know what the name of it is, but it's like every podcast you download is like a dub of that podcast and not like the actual one.
Right. It's somebody in another language just doing your show again.
Yeah.
For
I got a big cue about this.
Yeah, this is a cue filled episode. And also, I kind of take some umbrage with Sentai fans saying that the Super Sentai is the good version and Power Rangers is the dumb version, but we'll get there,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, this episode is to believe it's all turbo over there.
It seems like I've watched plenty of Sentai, and it's not all turbo, but this was some turbo-ass stuff that Byaku Ryu Sentai Abba Ranger, I don't actually remember what the full version is, it's Abba Ranger. Anyway, you can leave us a rating if you know this place. It'd be great. Also, on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. Rizzle's Dollar Monty Gazelle's War Show is very good. Thanks. So, Josh, I just want to talk about this stupid episode. We've been trying for 2 days to record this episode, and if I would have known it was this cursed, I maybe would have put it off longer. This episode's so weird, man.
I'm glad we get to talk about it, but the flip side to that coin is I don't know how we do this.
I also don't, because we're basically reviewing two episodes in one now, right?
Sort of, but the Power Rangers episode is nothing. It's like Beavis and Butthead watch a music video.
It's fair. There's a pretty Beavis / Butthead moment that Connor does, and it's pretty weird. We did get an email from Brendan with some background on this.
Oh, that's good, because I have I really want to know how this happened. who let this happen?
I'll tell you who let this happen. Papa Walt. Papa Haim never would have let this go on his watch. This is too weird. Brent says, hey guys, I figured I'd give you all some info on Abba Ranger. Baku Ryu. It's Baku Ryu Sentai Abba Ranger. It's basically Super Mario Brothers the movie. My attention. A big meteor split the Earth in half, and Dino Earth, seriously, is home to three species. The humanoid Saurians, biomechanical Baku Ryu, and the alien Evolians who came to Dino Earth on the meteor. This is...
Scientology.
Yes. Right? This is Scientology as told by Super Mario Brothers the movie, an American classic that we all love very much on this show.
Yes. Unironically.
Unironically.
I just want to make sure it's clear that I have a genuine love for that movie.
Yeah, same. I think the movie is not the Mario Brothers movie you want, but the Mario Brothers movie you want would be worse than the Mario Brothers movie that they made.
Yeah.
Easily. One of the Saurians, Asuka, comes to Earth through a dimensional portal and is pursued by the Evolians and three Baku Ryu they're controlling. I'm assuming the Baku Ryu are the Zords. Because they are biomechanical. Oh, who are the three main dinosaurs? Jake, if you read the next sentence, your questions will be answered. A call is sent out to humans who possess high level of dino guts, the sheer will to survive. Hell yeah, I wish I had some dino guts.
I'm a little low on dino guts right now.
It grabs five people, two of whom get rejected because they can't handle the morphing process. The three who make it, Ryoga Hakua, Yukito Sanjo and Ranru Itsuki become the Baku Ryu Sentai Abba Ranger alongside Asuka to protect the Earth from the Evolians. The two rejected humans, Ryunosuke Sugishita and Emiri Sanjo, stick around as allies in the supporting cast, and they all hang out at Ryunosuke's restaurant, Dino Curry, when they're not fighting monsters. That explains where they are in the beginning part of the episode.
That just seemed like they were at a house to me.
It was like a restaurant, but like a weirdly homey restaurant. So the dinosaurs also talk and are full supporting characters. So occasionally in Dino Thunder, when the Parasaurid first showed up, they looked like they were talking, but it's just dubbed over with generic dino sounds. It's because they were talking. also, please listen to the Abba Ranger opening and ending themes because they are certifiable bangers. Love the show. Can't wait for Mystic Force. Thank you, Brendan. Brendan wanted to be on this episode, but then we just did a guest episode, and I was like, I don't want to do two in a row. And then also, we recorded 11 o'clock in the morning when people have jobs, so Brendan could not make it. But that's some good background to know going in. It won't come up. None of that matters to this episode,
well,
I don't think.
There's curry subplot at the beginning.
There is a kind of a curry.
And it's good to
intro.
Have context for who some of the seemingly random people who are not Power Rangers are doing.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that the White Ranger hasn't showed up at the current time.
Yeah.
In Abba Ranger.
Yeah, I also... I don't remember what I was looking up, but I did come across that, like, the Rangers themselves are named, like, they're sort of like Abba Red, Abba Blue, Abba Yellow, Abba Black.
Yeah.
But the white one is Abba Killer.
Yeah, it's Abba Killer.
So that's
pretty
cool.
That is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. We start off Connor and Kira coming to cyberspace, where Ethan is watching Haley's new satellite TV. It is, conservative estimate, 9:30 p.m.
It's dark.
It's dark.
Right?
All the lights are off. It's
Ethan
like nighttime.
Is basked in the glow of the 900 channels of television. But he's also just like, he's completely obscured by the TV and just making like TV watching noises in the dark.
Yeah. And like there's cartoon like slapstick noises. There's and they're like, what's going on? So they go over and they see. And he's like, I'm watching Haley's new TV. And I'm like, why? You don't live here. Like,
yeah, this is your house.
I'm assuming she let him. He's like, please let me watch your 930 channels.
He doesn't
like,
even work here.
No, but he's a Power Ranger and she knows he's a Power Ranger. So I feel like she like at least trusts him not to steal.
I gotta think, being an adult and like, oh, these are the Power Rangers, so their lives are very stressful, and also they're just teenagers, so if so he just needs to chill stressful. Out, if he just needs to chill out and watch 900 channels of TV tonight, I'm gonna let him do it, as long as his homework's done.
Right, yeah, right. Do your. They have a social studies, not government, social studies. So they have two different classes that are basically social studies. Because government also is basically a social studies class. So they're like, we're going to go to the library and do the thing. It's like, yeah, instead, actually, I'm going to watch TV. There's 936 channels. And Kira's like, I bet there's still nothing on. And no, there is something on. Just you don't want to watch. Maybe you don't want to watch it. Like, we've all been like, oh, there's nothing to watch. Like, yeah, you could watch any, like, TNT and whatever dumb movies on there. But
Die
like,
Hard.
Yeah, it's Die Hard or Cowboys versus Aliens, a terrible movie that sucks really bad. I was so excited for that movie, and it just sucked so bad.
I never watched it, but it is one of the ones where I'm just like, you can just make anything, huh?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, you can just make anything, and you can get, like Harrison Ford's in it. Daniel Craig is in it. And this is, like, hot off of, like, his first or second Bond movie. And then the movie just sucked so bad. It was so boring. The aliens are trying to steal gold, and the cowboys didn't want that, and blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, yeah, that's them thar gold.
That is them thar gold, and that's why them thar didn't get a sequel, because it was boring. Nobody watched it. Anyway, Kerner TV off.
were the aliens trying to make a Goldar, and so they needed all the gold.
Maybe that's why I didn't like Power Rangers 2017, the movie, at first blush, because it reminded me too much of Cowboys versus Aliens.
It was basically the same, I think.
Anyway, so Connor turns the TV off, and Ethan turns back on. He's like, I was watching that. He's like, we have social studies. We have a project comparing two countries. This is a trap. That project is a trap.
What do you mean?
What I mean is there's literally no way to do that without it being a trap. You cannot compare any two things on that scale without running into some major issues one way or another. Like, you just can't.
What would you compare? Compare is a weird way to do it, because I don't know. It could be like you're assigned a country by the teacher and you just write a paper about their culture. Having to compare it then to ours is the trap.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. That's where you fall into it, because then we have
the Statue of Liberty, and in Japan they have the Tokyo Tower, which is probably not the same thing. But no. I don't. There's nothing like comparable to that.
No, but like best case scenario is you come out of it going, "Hey, America's pretty messed up, right? Like the way we do a lot of things, this is pretty messed up." And then your teacher goes, "No," because 2004 and 9/11 right. happened. Recently, and they go, "No, America's perfect. You failed." That's like best case scenario, right? Like,
yeah. Oh, it would just be so much easier if they did. If they just didn't take care of people in the hospitals the way that we don't.
Yeah,
that would be better for them, I think.
Yeah,
A+.
Because then the other way is you go that way, and then you learn wrong, and you become a bad person because of it, and you become most of the kids that I went to school with. just guessing. So anyway, Connor's like, no, we got to go do this thing. And Ethan and Kira are already basically done with their projects, and Connor's not. And so they're like, well, then I'm going to go. And he takes one step away, and then you hear this pretty fun theme song, and they go, whoa, no way.
I got the impression that the paper was due in the morning.
I also thought that, but maybe it's due.
Maybe social studies is not their like first period class. It's like later on.
They have a study period beforehand to do it, which is how I did most of my homework.
Yeah, I did most of mine at homeroom in like 20 minutes at the beginning of the day. It was rough. I didn't give a crap about high school or any school really, but high school was when I was really like, none of this is gonna matter when it's over. So
say I did a lot of not my homework. I did a lot of not doing my homework.
Yeah, why the hell
school.
Would I do two pages of math problems when I could play Donkey Kong Country instead?
Exactly. Like I have a GameCube now. I don't need to do homework. Thank you very much. So He's about to leave and he hears the theme song to Abba Ranger, the Super Sentai show that, according to the TV guide that Ethan has, is based on the world famous Power Rangers. And if they're world famous, then why is everybody always surprised when Power Rangers show up?
This is not the first time they've been called world famous. Because they went on like a talk show in season two or three.
Yeah. But then last season, Dustin's like, I knew they were real. And it's like, well, if they're world famous, yeah. Like, oh, I knew George Clooney was real. I knew that wasn't a hologram.
I can think of is like, oh, we haven't heard from the last Power Rangers for a while. So maybe they're gone. And then like new Power Rangers show up. And then Dustin was like, yeah, I knew there were still Power Rangers.
Yeah. Power Rangers is so weird. The show is so weird.
The mythology is a little Swiss cheese. But,
yeah, a little bit. So they start watching it, and it's even dubbed in English, so that's good for them. I don't know anywhere you can find Sentai dubbed in English, unless you just watch Power Rangers, which is not the same thing. But good for them. Prime Star got the good channel. It's got the good networks.
Is this Prime Star? Did you get a good look at the remote Ethan was using?
It is definitely not Prime Star. I'll tell you, this remote is – it looks like a Winamp player skin.
From Click.
It's like the remote they use in an interstitial bit between shows on Nickelodeon where a character goes to change the channel and like the TV blinks.
Oh yeah,
because it's like this bright orange, really weird remote. It's not Prime Star, I'll tell you that for free. I would know. Of all the people in the world, I would know. So then they he's like, I don't know. This is whack. Ethan or Connor calls it whack, and they would know. They did have a whole episode about being whack recently.
The leaders of the whack.
No, that was Devin. If you'll recall, Devin was the leader of the whack. I think we determined.
I think that's right. He was the disco king.
Yeah. Connor says this is whack, and they're like, what do you mean it's whack? You haven't even watched the AZ. But it's, what does Japan even know about Power Rangers? This episode gets so weirdly meta, and I don't know towards whom. I don't know what their end goal is, but it's weird getting there.
The only thing I can think of is that like it is out in the open easily by Dino Thunder what this show is. Like, everybody – it's not just like a schoolyard rumor anymore. Like, everybody knows that this is what Power Ranger is. And so they were just like, let's just like – wouldn't it be fun?
Just do it. Let's be bad. Let's just do it.
If we said we were first.
I feel like there's probably – this is 2004, which is, you know, internet forum – are popping off right now, you know?
Yeah. Yahoo Chats is just like the place to hang out.
Right. And like there's got to be like Ranger Board is probably in some sort of like gestated form at this point. So it's probably like there's a lot of people online being like, Power Rangers sucks because it's not the Sentai. I watch it.
AOL keyword Power Rangers.
It took me 26 hours to download the new episode of Super Sentai and I watched it and it's way better than Power Rangers. And then the Power Rangers are like, we're going to melt their asses, huh? How about we tell them that they're not the first ones? Got them. Because, like, if you're a kid watching this, you don't know or care.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know or care.
As far as you know, they filmed all this stuff for this episode.
Yeah, which, oh God, how fun would that be, huh?
If they made an original Japanese show.
They made an original Sentai show and then dubbed it. So Ethan and Kira do a little secret handshake. That was cute. Now we're watching Abba Ranger. We just straight up go into the show Abba Ranger. It's like we're watching. It's like we're the Super Sentai Brothers now.
Yeah.
So watch your butts, Matt and Dave.
I think your jobs are actually probably pretty secure.
No, they're fine. I could taking notes on something that's not in a language that I know is very difficult, so I don't envy y'all at all. So they're making curry. Her name is Little Girl in the, like, I looked up the credits and her name is Little Girl is the little girl. Make her and Yellow Ranger are making curry. Red and Yellow don't get names. Blue will get a name, but I'm just gonna call him Blue. because it's easier. And then black gets a name, and that's and then a guest character gets a name.
One more very important named character.
Really important, which might be the best bit in the episode. So they're making curry, and then blue comes in. And by the way, I just want to say, the person who plays the Blue Ranger in Abba Ranger is an extremely pretty man. That is a very good looking dude. But he comes in with a newspaper, and it turns out Wacker Wilson is a human name, is an American baseball player, and he's coming to Japan. And Blue's like, they're all greedy. And then his Morpher talks to them, and he's like, why would you never give him a chance? And I'm like, I think Power Rangers is actually cooler than Super Sentai Brothers. I didn't mean Super Sentai Brothers. They're actually very cool. I meant to say Super Sentai, and my brain got away from me.
Yeah, boy, am I glad that the Morphers don't talk to them. Oh, boy.
If the Morphers talked, do you think it would be like, my Morpher can talk to me? Or do you think they would use those clips whenever, like,
it's like they were communicating?
It's like Connor's voice is coming out of the little dinosaur mouth.
Hopefully it would just be that. I don't want the Morphers to think and speak for themselves.
Yeah, they are tools, not jewels.
I don't think I like
that
very much.
Yeah, I'm not a super fan of that. So Red thinks the curry is too spicy because the little girl comes over. She's like, try my curry. And it looks good. I've never had curry before, but I would eat. This looks like something I would eat. It looks pretty good. And he's like, it's too spicy. And then Blue's like, I make the best curry. And he's like, it doesn't matter. I can't taste it. My whole mouth is burnt from the spicy curry. And then Connor shuts the TV off because this is too weird. And Connor, my man, I get it.
I don't think he's wrong.
I don't think he's wrong. And then Kira's like, just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad. Ranger bored. And she like looks at the camera and says, like, which I think is the point. I think this is a gotcha at internet fans who are like, Super Sentai rules, Power Rangers sucks.
I'm surprised they didn't like lean more heavily on the kids love it and it is a show for children.
They don't even touch that. They never even know. Cause, like,
yeah, they play it as just like, this is a show that people watch.
Well, because as I understand it, in Japan, there's not really a delineation. Like, there's not like how we have like kid shows and adult shows, but they just have shows. Like, so there are obviously some are like skewed younger or skewed more mature, but nothing is like regulated the same way it is over here. So Sentai is just like on at 5:30 in the afternoon, and you can watch it. No, like anyone can just watch it. It's the same thing with anime. Like, I know that for a fact that My Hero Academia airs at 5:30 Japan Standard Time, like 5:30 p.m., which is a weird time because that's when like paid programming is on over here. But like, cool. It's just.
I wonder what their. Maybe I'll need to read Connor's paper to figure this out, but like, what are their meal times over there? Are they similar to, is like the 5 to 6 range kind of like a dinner time?
Maybe. I don't, because
that's
I've
not
always
even
eaten,
consistent here.
No, I've always eaten dinner way later than everyone else I know. Like, yeah. Our dinner time has always been like 6:30
to your house. We eat dinner at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so like we're a little better now, but it used to be like, yeah, like 8 o'clock was like dinner, and like that was like, that's weird. Like, apparently that's weird, but that's just how we did it for a long time. But like, I don't know if they have the same thing. I don't even know
do they even have the same 3 meals that we do?
Like, I'm sure they have 3 meals during the day because like your body needs food at regular intervals, right? Like, you need to like re-energize.
But do they have like 3 meals like we do, or do they have more like smaller meals?
I don't know. They might do that. I also don't know if like breakfast is like significantly different than lunch or dinner, or if it's just like meal times, you know, like you just eat whatever you
breakfast
want. I don't know.
Is a marketing ploy in America. It's fake.
Absolutely. It's to sell cereal and pancakes.
But you won't realize this until you are out of school, but you can have anything you want for breakfast and no one can stop you.
Though, to be fair,
and you can
cereal,
eat bacon anytime, and you can have pancakes for dinner if you want. It's all food.
True.
It's all fine.
And cereal is actually probably the worst thing you can put in your body first thing in the morning when you're a kid, because it's just sugar and empty calories. So you're just going to crash at noon. Anyway, so...
Well, that's right when lunchtime is, so then you can get that good cold pizza.
Get the cold pizza, unless it's taco day. Ooh, double taco, double nachos.
Get the tacos, right? Make the tacos, but then you put them in a big tortilla, so all the stuff that falls out of the tacos, you wrap it up, you get a burrito at the end.
Hell yeah. Life hacks.
Freaking loved school taco day.
Not that anybody is in schools right now, but, you know.
Hey, we don't know.
My cousin's a teacher, and she's...
Oh, yeah. I thought remote. You meant anyone was, like, of age to be in school. But, yeah, you're right. No one should be at a school.
That I have no idea about. I don't think anyone is going... Like, they are in class. They are not going to a physical school right now, and they shouldn't. That is terribly dangerous.
I think ours are open, actually. I don't know.
That sounds pretty
here.
Kentucky to me.
Yeah, it's basically like Mad Max out here. That's crazy.
Oh, boy. Godspeed. Anyway, so Kira's like, just because different doesn't mean it's bad. And Ethan's like, he's like, yeah, I'm nothing like the blue guy, but I just want to see what kind of curry he's going to make. And then we go back into Abba Ranger and we go to the villain's lair. And the villains are two monsters, a little girl who is in charge, and a babe. And
red dominatrix.
evil red lady. Please call me on Friday if you are free and want to hang out on Friday when I am free.
Don't do Twitter memes on the show.
We say you love to see it all the time, Josh.
Yeah, but that's not like a whole thing.
Anyway, the kid is in charge of them, and she starts zapping them, and then she zaps the red lady because she's like, "You stole my hairspray."
So this is like hair. This is the Mezagog like mind melt that she's doing to them, right? Kind
a
of
a little bit, yeah.
Different graphic, but same principle.
Yeah, they're also in like a weirdly cramped kind of spaceship lair. I don't know where they are.
Yeah,
aliens,
they definitely don't have a whole island to play around on.
No, defo not. But and then one of the monsters is like, bad hair. That's a perfect idea. And then it cuts back to Connor being like, their plan is hair. And I'm like, yeah, I think Super Sentai might actually be stupid.
Well, let me say this, because the way this hair is going to play out.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, I feel like the hair episode of Turbo would have been popping.
So choice.
It would have been
So we come back to the Abba Rangers Dino Curry establishment, and in comes, that's right, Mr. O'Shaughnessy. And he says, top of the morning to you, in an Irish accent. You remember how in Sailor Moon, every character had a different accent, and they all lived in the same town, but there was like, she's from deep Brooklyn, and he has a southern accent, and it was all like that? This is definitely a callback to that, like that kind of... like old anime dubbing where they were just like, I don't know, this one's Irish so people don't get confused. It's actually extremely funny.
Yeah, back then it's like, that's what voice acting is, right? You just do like a different accent.
You just do a goofy voice. Yeah, so they're like, hey, you try to eat this this curry. Oh, the curry, by the way, the blue made is curry fruit surprise. And everyone's like, we would rather die than eat that. I don't want
to put that. I think I fed that to my Pokemon recently. They liked it.
Yeah, okay. Well, so maybe everyone's overreacting. But Mr. O'Shaughnessy also does not want to. But then another boy comes in. His name is Mikey. He's the Black Ranger. And they pawn the curry off on him. And he's like, oh, this is great. And he eats a bunch of it. And then goes, oh, actually, I'm going to throw up. And then runs to the bathroom. This is when, like, they have a computer in a wall, and it like is like emergency, and they're like, Mr. O'Shaughnessy, take the fruit surprise, get out of here. And he's like, I'll give it to my mother-in-law. Hoity toity toy. And then he walks away. And so then they go into their like base part of it, and the Red Ranger's in the potty, or the Black Ranger's in the potty, so he can't. He's at a, and the girl, the little girl is like, Black Ranger, we need you. And he's like, yeah, hold on.
I can't right now. Barfing.
I'm too barfing. And so then they're like, all right, there's an alien downtown. Let's go. And then we cut to downtown, and there's a baseball guy, and there's a black guy because he's an American. So they're like, oh, let's do a black guy. I do want to point out, this is maybe the third black character we've seen on Power Rangers, and it's actually in Super Sentai.
It's not even on Power Rangers. It's from the Sentai footage.
I mean, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, that is.
Yeah.
Last episode. There was a black girl in the Disco Stew episode for 1 second, there's just like a girl with a fro and like a 70s dress to, because blaxploitation was big in the 70s. So like,
oh, right. Yeah. So we just did that again. That was, yeah. A good, so they just choice, did that.
I didn't even notice it. Yeah. I didn't even realize that that's what they were doing until I was editing it. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. Not great. So he's like, I've always wanted to see Japan. This is Wacker Wilson, by the way. What a terrible name they gave this man.
They could have called him like Willie the Bam or something.
They could have called him like Willie the Bam, right? And he could have made a weapon from his own human hair. And then made his child do that.
Yeah.
Willie? Oh my god, I forgot.
Love Willie the Bam.
WMAC Masters was such a weird thing.
His cool hair whip that he did martial arts with.
If I got beat up by a guy and he's like, I made this over my hair from my head.
He is. I actually, like, well, I looked him up to make sure he was Willie the Bam, like his name was Willie the Bam and not like Billy the Bam.
Yeah.
He is a seventh degree black belt and yeah, like a no. like multiple time martial arts champion. Dude, everybody, can fight.
Everybody on that show, with a few exceptions, were actual real martial artists. Like,
yeah.
A lot like of them Olympus.
Were, we talked about this before, I think, but a lot of them were also like Power Ranger stunt actors.
Some were Power Ranger stunt actors.
The Machine was in Mortal Kombat.
Machine was in Mortal Kombat. The guy who was Superstar was in Mortal Kombat, the video game. He's like the body like capture for Liu Kang.
Oh, and crap, yeah.
Who he's based on.
That's nuts.
Yeah, what a wild thing. Bring back WMAC Masters 2021.
Yeah, oh god. Please. I don't want anything else.
In this trying time.
Speaking of a weird Mortal Kombat Power Rangers crossover, Ludie Lin is playing Liu Kang in the new
movie. I know. I'm pretty psyched. It's
gonna be pretty also, sweet.
I think it's coming right to HBO. I think it's going to be one of those that just like it's in theaters, but nobody's going to go there. So HBO's just like, we're putting it on HBO Max right away too, yeah. Which means I'm going to watch it the day it comes out. So I'm pretty psyched about that. Same thing with Kong vs. Godzilla, which I'm also, as Josh will recall, extremely hype about that because I was giddy watching the last one.
I hope they get to fight in clear weather.
I think they will. It looks like from the trailer that they just dropped that they do get to fight in some clear weather, which is good for them. Anyway, so there's pandemonium. The baseball guy is like, can we see Japan? It's going to be great here. And then there's pandemonium. There's a big monster who starts throwing mushrooms at people, and that gives them bad wigs. And that's all it does so far.
Yeah. Does Connor shut it off again?
I think he does, because so Connor shuts it off and he's like, this monster sucks. It's a bear and a mushroom and an ATM monster. And you don't have to say monster after ATM. You can just say ATM.
It's an automatic teller monster. It's,
yeah. And and Kira's like, really?
Yeah. Kira's like, hey, have you looked at any of the monsters we fought? At one point, Connor's also like, oh, that's obviously a guy in a rubber suit.
And Ethan is like, it's not a documentary, just enjoy it. Use your imagination.
It's just a show. Maybe you should just relax.
Just relax, man. And so then he comes back in. Also, when he says, like, when Kira's like, is it dumber than any monster we fought recently? It just hangs on Kira and Connor for like a minute of him being like, oh, I guess not.
Yeah, he does concede that point. So
yeah. So then we go back to the show. This monster's name is Ka-Ching, and he feeds on greed. And then this is when he gives people bad hair. It's just like short, colorful bobs. It's just like go-go dancer hair.
Yeah, it's just like a Stephanie from Lazy Town wig.
It's literally just a bunch of Stephanie from Lazy Town.
Just different colors.
It's a piece of cake to bake a pretty curry, apparently. So,
do you bake a curry or do you bury a curry?
I think you would probably bury a curry. I've never made it. So yeah. Then the Rangers show up and they morph and they do the Dino Thunder power up. And Ethan's like, I didn't say anything. Did anyone say anything? How do they know what our morph call is? And it's from last episode when Kira yelled it around the corner. Probably people have heard you yell it. Oh,
you mean also when Ethan was like, hey, Kira! I'm so glad our identities are secret, Kira.
Oh my god.
She was like, I know, Ethan. It's great.
Thanks, Ethan. I love being the yellow Dino Thunder Power Ranger. Ha. And so the Rangers fight the monster. He brings up Triptoids. They don't go, hey, that's from that video game I like. The Triptoids have been in two episodes.
They've been in one episode outside of a video game, I think.
Yeah. Well, at the end, they were outside of that one. And then they showed up one more time recently, and I cannot for the life of me remember when. I think it was in the episode that David was on, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was.
So did the makers of Gobblebop, the wizard game, not go, hey, that's our intellectual property? How you can't just use that? So then the Rangers get hit with the mushrooms and they have bad wigs, but it's fine because they're morphed. Also, the dinosaurs have the wigs, and wow, this is...
They put a wig on the Zords, Jake! You should love this!
Look, I don't hate this. I just think that anytime anyone ever tries to tell me that Super Sentai is the good one, actually, I'm going to point to this and be like, okay, but are you sure? Because this is just as stupid as the big jacket, but not just the big jackets, but like the big jackets that like TJ was wearing.
It goes to commercial, I think, and it just hangs on the Red Ranger with his bad wig on for a second.
It has bounce.
And I'm just like, what is happening?
And Connor's like, this is too stupid, and he leaves. And he's like, he'll be back. And Kira's like, how do you know he's going to be back? And he's like, he forgot his backpack. So
the old left my backpack at her house trick.
Yep. A classic. So then we go back into the show, and he goes to throw a mushroom at Wacker Wilson, who whips out. He unsheaths his baseball bat like a samurai sword.
Yeah, he has it like
dope.
At his hip.
It's so cool. And he pulls it out, and he like bats it back at Ka-ching, and then Ka-ching has the hair, and he's like, I'm supposed to give the hair, not have it. And then he leaves.
It's gonna be a haircut.
I think him baseballing back the mushroom was dope as hell, actually.
It was pretty cool. Willie the Bam is a pretty cool baseballer.
So apparently this is when they're like, you're the greedy American. And then they unmorph in front of him, so they are not concerned with their secret identities, apparently.
Yeah, well, they're straight up going to be like, I'm Power Rangers later. So.
Yeah. But they demorph in front of him, and then later he's surprised when they morph in front of him, which is a little... Okay. But he's like, I'm not actually here to play baseball. I'm here to see the world's best chiropractor? Chiropractor. Mm-hmm. Chiropractor.
Yeah, a chiropractor is like a chiropractor for teeth.
For your teeth. I could use probably a chiropractor.
They don't get rid of it. They just, like, bend it around a lot.
They just push it around. That might be nice. I don't know. And he's like, yeah, it's Kenny Yukita. And they're like, that's him. And they point at Blue. And then there's also a continuity error here, because when he's like, I need to see the world's best chiropractor, it goes blue, red, yellow. And then when they point at Kenny, it goes red, blue, yellow. Like, they just switch places between shots. And then Connor comes back in, and he's like, is it really that good? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, okay, I'll keep watching. So he sits down, and then there's like a 5.5-minute scene of Blue fixing Wacker's back.
I feel like Connor spends the next like 10 minutes standing behind the couch watching.
He's behind the couch for a while until something else happens, and he jumps in front of the TV, and then he sits back down on the couch. But he's just standing there. Because he's at this point, he's like, I don't want to stay, but my friends are here, and maybe I should stay. I don't want to seem like a party pooper, even though I love doing that about this dumb show. So he's chiropracting Willie the Bam, and Yellow's like, I heard he makes $5 million a year. And then you get like big like slot machine eyes.
Yeah. It says like 5M.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. And then his back is fixed. He like pops it, and he like falls off of this like slab at like near a dock, and he's like, you broke my back, how am I supposed to do anything? And he's standing up and jumping. He's like, but your back's fine, isn't it? He's like, it is. I'm gonna do ballroom dancing, you know.
Yeah, okay. They start with a limbo,
ease your way up. And then he's like, you're so good, you could be so rich, you could be the richest chiropractor in the world, you're the best. And he's like, I don't have time to be a rich chiropractor, because I'm a Power Ranger. And he says it like that. And then he morphs. But he doesn't like morph. He just like becomes the Power Ranger.
Yeah.
And then Wacker Wilson says, is there good money in that? And then as he's walking past him, he goes, it doesn't pay a thing.
So I'm going to ask my question now.
Okay.
Is this a real dub of this episode of Sentai, or did they just like make up their own context?
I feel like it's about 50-50, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they are like, here's the script, but we're just going to kind of fill in the gaps.
Rangers it up with the names.
Yeah, and we're going to make it like kind of, I think the dub makes it a little dumber because it's just like describing things that are happening a lot of the time. I think that's to show like it's different, but it's not bad, right? Like that kind of thing.
Did they specifically pick this episode of Sentai to be like, look how dumb that is, actually?
I think the reason they picked this episode is because the monster has yen on it. And
oh yeah,
they can't be like, it's a money monster if it has like these coins with holes in the middle that we do not have.
An arcade machine monster.
They probably could have, yeah.
Oh, this is just tokens. He's a token machine bear mushroom monster.
Mushroom, yeah. He also looks really gross. Like, he's very unsettling.
All the monsters this season are nasty. They all say Miss Jackson.
Also, real quick, do you know who the voice is for Blue Ranger? Blue.
No, I thought at first that they were doing the dub voice, like the Rangers were doing the dub voices, but then
the guy doing the Red Ranger does sound like Connor, so yeah. I also thought
but
that.
But then
it's
like
kind of
didn't track.
The only ones, I think the Red Ranger will do stuff later, but he hasn't done anything else that we've seen, but the Blue and the Yellow Rangers, everybody else who's dubbed, they did this episode or stuff later, but they haven't done anything else before. The Blue and the Yellow Ranger are by two people we have seen. Do you have any guesses?
No, none at all.
Blue Ranger is played by Horihito Vargas Jr., Blake, okay. From last season. And the Yellow Ranger is played by the girl who was Kelly? This in Diva in Distress, the like her singer friend, Kira's singer friend?
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's Yellow. Everybody else is like if you click on them, it's like they voiced the Red Lady in Lost and Found in Translation, and that's it. We kind of come out as he walks away. He's like, see you later, Whacker. And he's like, I don't get it. He doesn't want money. And then we cut to the Rangers and our Rangers. And Kira's like, the moral is that money isn't the most important thing. And Connor's like, I get it. This is for babies. But then we go back in, and Ka-Ching is back, and he's like, oh, don't freak out. Because like Whacker Wilson's at the docks. And he's like, I can't believe he doesn't want money. And then he's like, he gets tapped and he's like, ah, he's like, don't freak out. I just want your autograph. And so Ka-Ching gets his autograph and he's like, gotcha. And he throws a mushroom at him and he gets a wig.
And then he had to occupy his hands so he couldn't bat it back.
Yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense. So then he's walking away. Whacker Wilson is like, he's got his weird hair on. And Ka-Ching is like, he's like, American sports heroes are all stupid and egotists. And then Connor jumps in front of the TV with his shirt spread out like he's Beavis and Butthead. And he's like, they can do whatever they want to us, but I draw the line at them making fun of our sports heroes.
Well, he is a soccer player, the most American of all the sports.
Of all the sports.
So he takes personal offense.
And they're like, shut up, Connor. It's just a sports guy. He's not even real. He's not even a real baseball man. It's just Willie the Bam. Get on the couch. And they're like, it's a TV show. He's like, no, this is what they think about America. And I'm like, bring it down, Connor. Also, the fact that Connor is New Zealand saying this makes it even funnier.
That is a layer I did not even think about.
And they're like, just move, Connor. So he moves and he sits down. He's like kind of grumping. And then Whacker Wilson comes up. And by the way, the word whacker is, my autocorrect hates it. Because every single time it's like whacked. That's a word. Whacker, not a word. Whacked, a word.
Whacker,
so it's just,
is a word.
I know that and you know that. But autocorrect doesn't seem to know that. So he comes up to Blue, who's just like kind of hanging out. And he's like, hey, thanks for fixing my back. I have big bunches of books. And he's got like sacks of money with dollar signs on it. Like he just robbed a cartoon bank.
He's definitely noticeably crazier. He was crazy before. Like, he's definitely been over the top this whole time.
Yeah.
With, like, the way he was yelling about his broken back while he was doing, like, cartwheels and jumping jacks or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now he's got big bunches of bucks or whatever.
He's, like, big bursting bunches of bucks. It's something like that. Also, his hood is back up. When we first saw him, his hood was up, and he took it off, and he's got, like a shaved head, and he took it off so he could baseball better. His hood's back up, and that's going
to
be important.
You need the periffs to do a good baseball.
Exactly. And so he is like, I won all this money by cheating in a home run derby. I bribed the pitcher, and he threw me a big fat marshmallow, and I sent it into space.
In the flashback, Willie the Bam has the wig on.
He does have the wig on underneath his baseball helmet.
And in, I guess in his jersey, he just has big bunches of bucks stuffed in there because he like pulls it out and he's like, hey.
He's got a fat stack of cash. And he's like, eh. And the pitcher's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, and then you want like, a marshmallow?
And he throws a gentle pitch and then Wacker Wilson knocks it literally into space. And that got him big sacks of cash. So he's trying to give some to him. He's like, no, I don't want it. And then he like knocks it out of, like Blue knocks it out of Wilson's hand. And he jumps on the ground. He's like throwing his money back in there. Then we see that it's not just him. It's everybody who got the wigs on them. Like the grandma from earlier. And there's like a grandma and a sumo wrestler and like a random guy. And the sumo wrestler's like harassing people for money. And the grandma's like, give me your milk money, kid. Like she's chasing after like a child.
Yeah, the sumo wrestler is like wrestling, like sumoing at a like street vendor or something.
Yeah, to get money from him.
Or like a performer, and he's like, give me your guitar case money, or I will push you off of the dock.
There's also a bird with a wig on that comes to steal money. It's a cartoon bird.
Yep.
By the
way. Yeah, it's drawn. It's the hand-drawn bird that like lands on the Blue Ranger.
Yeah, and it tries to like pick his hair or something.
This is where he keeps his money, is in that powerful mullet that he has.
It's not a mullet. That's some good-looking hair. It's not a mullet. It's just pushed back. So then he's like, soon the whole world will be trapped by greed. Or maybe he doesn't say that. Maybe Ka-Ching says that. Because at some point, Ka-Ching shows up and puts him in like a stack of yen, like a yen sarcophagus. So it's just his head is poking out. And then the others get there and they're like, oh, we know what happened. Wacker Wilson did this. And he's like, no, you idiot. It was Ka-Ching. He's right there. And then he morphs. And he bursts out of the big stack of yen. This is when Connor's like, oh, hell yeah. Connor's like on board now. And I was really hoping that there would be a moment. There is a moment later where they're like, Yellow Ranger's best, no blue. And they're all saying their colors, obviously, because Power Rangers. But I was really hoping that, like, he would be like, the Blue Ranger's the coolest one in this version. Like, unlike our version where right. I'm the coolest.
Ours is a big nerd that plays computers.
Why couldn't you be more like this cool guy? And then there's like this bit where they're talking about money and he's like, I'll bribe you to be evil. And the Red Ranger's like, how much money? And they're like, are you serious? He's like, no, I just wanted to know. I don't know how much money he's talking about. Like, it's just no reason. I think the Black Ranger shows up. Everything starts moving really quick right now. The Black Ranger shows up on a Raptor with a wagon attached to it full of piggy banks.
Yeah, and then the Rangers are like, hey, you stopped Ralphing.
And he's like, yes, I did, finally. And so they each get a piggy bank, and two of them have, like, big chests, and then two of them have those, like, Makaneko, like, kitty cat, like, very Japanese kitty cat piggy banks.
Yeah, they're, like, good luck cats.
Yeah. And so they start catching the money. He's just shooting money at them. Ka-Ching's just shooting these coins at them, and they start catching it in these giant piggy banks. But then they don't get filled up, and they just start getting hit with the giant coins, and that would probably suck a lot, I think.
Getting hit with a regular... I don't know if you ever had a friend who was, like, a jerk in high school that would do that, like, coin flick where they, like, snap a coin at you.
Yes, if not, I was that jerk friend, probably.
No judgment here.
I didn't do court. We used to take the tabs off of soda cans and fling them at each other. Like, you put them right on the your middle finger, and you can, like, flick them. We used to also play, like, I don't know if it's called quarters or knuckles, where, like, you would put your knuckles down and you would flick court. And first, it was basically a first blood match. Because, look, it's New Hampshire. We don't have a lot going on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, teenagers just want to hurt each other, whether it's for fun or not.
You can only shoplift so many Yu-Gi-Oh cards before you're like, what if we throw quarters at each other's knuckles?
We have all these extra quarters because we don't pay for the Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
We haven't paid for any Yu-Gi-Oh cards in so long. That's a joke, cops. That's a joke. That's
statute of limitations. I think we're fine.
So then Wacker, he comes up and he's got his money, and Blue's like, maybe he loves baseball more than he loves money. And he's like, next up to the plate, Wacker Wilson. And he throws one of these piggy banks, and Wilson just like snaps out of it, and he draws his baseball bat like a samurai sword and like winds up his body and then hits it, which should just shatter it on the spot, but it doesn't. It knocks it back, and that hits ka-ching, and he is knocked out, but it's just a nap. He's like, I'm sleepy now, I will lay down. But he's clearly got hit with a very heavy thing. He is unconscious. Also, there's like a little igloo over him, and the Yellow Ranger's like, sweet dreams, and it's like cartoony.
Yeah.
What's going on in Abba Ranger? What does this have to do with Mario Brothers?
Nothing. This particular episode, it's really weird because Connor's like the naysayer, but it's a Blue Spotlight episode.
That is kind of weird, right?
And like, I guess it makes sense for Ethan to be the one who's just like, I'm just going to watch TV because I'm all caught up on my homework or whatever.
Yeah, but like, you would think that it would be like, no, see, the Red Ranger's cool at least, right? But it's like, no, the Red Ranger's just like this guy who almost defected for some money. But anyway, so Ka-ching gets back up. They fight for like one more second. They Z-Rex blast him. And when they do that, Connor is full on jumping on the couch like that one video of Tom Cruise. And they're like, dude, bring it down. Bring it down a notch. I think that's the end of Abba Ranger. I think that we don't see any more of it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much.
And they're basically like, see, we're not so different. It's just a different interpretation. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
I thought it was just going to be over.
Nope. We might as well be.
We get a post-credit scene.
So up to now, there has only been three characters in the entire show. It's just been the only new footage is of these three on like in one room. And so I thought it was going to be just a straight up bottle episode and then they would leave. And this would be the cheapest episode of Power Rangers to film ever. And it probably still was. But then we go to the next day where he goes into cyberspace. Like, hey, Haley. And we don't really see Haley, but we hear her. And he's like, I need to use a terminal. And so he goes to a computer and he's starting to type his paper on how Japanese and American culture are not so different. They're just different interpretations. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think so either.
What are they interpreting differently?
No, I think what Connor actually says is that like it's how they view us versus how we view ourselves, which I think is the best possible tack to take on this paper.
Yeah.
And so then Kira and he sees like the end of it, like it's on again, and they're like, curry, because at the curry place, and then I think that's all they really do. And Ethan and Kira come in, and Ethan's like, you liked it so much you wanted to catch the rerun. He's like, kind of, I just needed to, from a paper, it's because of this is what I'm doing paper on. And they're like, cool, let's leave. So they leave, and then people sit down, and they start watching Abba Ranger, and then that's the end. This is a weird episode of Power Rangers.
So bizarre.
It's really,
it's just
weird.
So weird.
But Josh, yeah. I started.
Uh-huh.
What's the best?
The best is when Wacker Wilson whacks the mushroom back. Right? It's because he's just like he's like a baseball samurai.
That's dope. That's really cool. I want to give it to that. I also want to give it. I think if you're going to give it to that one, I'm going to give mine to something different. And it's going to be to Mr. O'Shaughnessy, the Irish accented old Japanese man, because it is preposterous. When it happened, I paused and I laughed out loud because of how ridiculous it was. And I feel like it's just calling back to like when you were watching anime on like Fox Kids or like Cartoon Network or whatever. And like the early days where it's like, I don't know, just give everyone a different accent. Like, just do whatever. So I'm going to best that. What's the worst?
What is the worst? Is the worst how heavy handed the how the nudge goes from being like an elbow to like a full haymaker to the ribs of how like, hey, see how we're actually good?
I don't know. I don't think so for me, but only because like I don't know which side they're trying to land on. I think it's them trying to tell internet fans to calm down, and I'm always a fan of that. I'm always into that.
I don't want to discourage that. What if the worst is the Morpher talking?
I think that's the worst. I think the worst for me is when Connor jumps in front of the TV with his shirt out like he's pretending to be Batman and be like, how dare they make fun of our sports heroes? Because I was like, Connor, what?
Like, I love Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds. Nothing bad can ever happen with them.
I love Mark McGwire's home runs. It's like that guy, I feel like I'm not gonna suppose, but I feel like I heard Mark McGwire's not a great dude. So I don't know, man. Maybe
I don't remember. He's not. I think he's kind of a dink. But also, I think all of his home runs got taken away because of steroids. So,
well, that makes sense. Anyway. Who's the MVP?
It's got to be Wacker Wilson.
I'm going to give it to Kenny Yukita, the Blue Ranger, because he's so handsome. He's just so handsome. Also, as a side effect, because his voice is Jorgito Vargas Jr.'s, his line read of "It doesn't pay a thing" is so good. It was so choice.
It was very good. Because he's like proud of it. He's like, I do this because it's like the right thing to do.
Because I'm a Power Ranger.
Yeah, I'm
man.
A Power like... Ranger, dude. So is little girl? This is the Pink Ranger, right? That makes that like janky costume.
I have to imagine. I think this is in like Brandon was saying. Asuka like runs away from. I think the little girl is Asuka because she's not a Power Ranger, but she does hang out with them.
Right.
So I also have to imagine that. Yeah. She's like, I want to be a Power Ranger. She makes a homemade Pink Ranger costume that they should have put Cassidy in. They still got time.
We're only halfway. I think we're only about halfway. So maybe a little over halfway.
For us, Power Rangers, Dino Thunder. Josh, now we have the unenviable task of trying to rank this episode.
So how do we rank this episode of Power Rangers if it's actually an episode of Super Sentai?
So the thing, I was trying to think of this because watching it, I was like, does this count?
Do we have to rank it on the three of them watching TV?
I don't think so. My knee gut reaction. This episode got me delusional. My knee jerk reaction is like, yes, because they're just watching TV, but that's the episode is also them watching TV. And I think From a filmmaking standpoint, but like a technical like business of television standpoint, I think it's a really good way to like it's a really economical episode, like because they don't even have to film new stuff outside of this. They clearly shot the whole thing in one day.
My big problem with this is that they're introducing kids to Super Sentai with no plans to actually give them a way to watch it.
No, it would be bare minimum 12 years, 13 years before you could legally watch Sentai in America.
And this one, even longer than that.
Because this is
down the line. I don't even know if they've made it this far yet.
I think if they haven't yet, it's soon. Because I feel like Hurricaneer was put up recently, but I haven't been keeping up with it because they haven't been making huge press releases about it.
Yeah, like I think I got six, the first six that they did, and then I kind of fell off. I've watched like a couple episodes of Zyuranger, but that was it.
I have Zyuranger and I have O-Ranger and I think I have Die Ranger. I need to check. I don't think I have Die Ranger. I think Matt Hoodley let me borrow
what's the
Die
Alien Ranger one? I have that one. Kaku
Ranger.
That's
Kaku Ranger. I watched all of that. I think that was also Matt's, but I think he took that back the last time I saw him. Anyway, yeah, it'll be a while before you can watch Sentai. So on the one hand, I do like that it's like, hey, here's the whole new world of Power Rangers stuff that you can look into, right? You do have to steal it from the internet on LimeWire, and it will take you 26 hours to download. But other than that...
I also do like just the, like, broadening horizons that it does for children. Just to let them know, like, hey, the world is different in other places.
And while I do think this is literally the weirdest episode of Power Rangers, the television series, that we have maybe ever seen, and people, please let us know if there is an episode that we said was very weird that you think is weirder than this one, because I don't think there is. But I don't think it's necessarily bad.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Legacy of Power is a clip show, and that's number 13 on our list of 15 so far. I think it goes above that, but I don't know how much farther above that.
Yeah, I don't think I put it above Ocean Alert.
I'm trying to remember what Truth and Consequences is, but I just can't. That was a recent one.
That was like two episodes ago, I think.
That was the one before.
Now I still have Leader of the synopsis WAC. Pulled up here. Hang on.
Truth and Consequences.
It was like five episodes ago.
Okay. Oh, geez. It was like a Trent episode, right? When Trent does something.
Power Rangers attempt to free Tommy from his Amber prison. Trent starts causing trouble. Battle against the Rangers. Trent stops himself from hurting a demorphed Kira and later tells her that he is the White Ranger.
Oh, and that's just like Twilight.
Yeah. That's the one that just went up.
Yep. That was five episodes ago then. You're right. I feel like it goes below Ocean Alert.
I think it goes below Ocean Alert.
And if this was, it's hard to say, because like I feel like a lot of people have this as number one on their lists, right, of favorite Dino Thunder episodes.
Really?
But I don't think, because most people are Sentai fans more than they are Power Ranger fans, right? Like, not most people, but I would say a healthy amount of Power Ranger fans also think the Sentai is good, if not better. And in some cases, that's probably true. Right.
In the case of this particular episode, though, I disagree.
I disagree. From what I've seen from Dino, I think Dino Thunder is, from my experience, markedly better than Abba Ranger. But I've only seen this dubbed episode that was part of a different episode.
This 12 minutes of Abba Ranger that they gave us.
Yeah. I feel like it was like a full 15. There was a lot of Abba Ranger compared to them on the couch, on the Nickelodeon couch.
That's true. That's true.
Watching Prime Star. So yeah, coming in at number 13, above Legacy of Power, below Ocean Alert, Lost and Found in translation.
I don't know. Man, I just can't picture putting this above as a Power Rangers episode, ranking this higher than like actual episodes of Power Rangers Dino Thunder.
I think it's the same reason that a lot of people like things that are meta. Right? Like,
oh yeah, I never jumped on that bandwagon.
No,
meta stuff is like, okay, we get it, to me.
There's some times where I'm like, oh, I like that, right? Like in the Ninja Storm episode when he's like, who are we fighting? Anyone not wearing a primary color? That's the right amount of meta.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's, but when they literally watch the show that the show is based on and go like, it's just different, not bad. Like that's too much. That's the same thing as in Voltron when they're like, why do we stop and pose like this? That's kind of stupid, right? And I'm like, actually, I think fuck Voltron. Anyway, that's it for today. What's next, Josh? You still haven't pulled up?
I do, but now I've got to scroll back down.
All right. So what are we watching at the end of the week?
Okay. The next episode is called It's a Mad, Mad Mackerel.
Hey, I don't want you to read the synopsis, but is there a note at the bottom that says it's a play on a mad, 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 mad world?
There are no notes.
Okay, never mind then, because I feel like that's the joke they're playing.
We got Leader of the WAC, so I can't imagine that this is not a play on something.
Well, we'll look into it more on Friday, but until then,
may the power protect you.
I just yelled Dad Rock used to mean something, and that's the last thing I said.
Okay. Well, everything you said in between got cut because my computer is too slow to handle its native programs. So.
Dino Thunder, power up. I
almost said, may the power protect you.
Now, that's what I call Dad Rock.
That's me. I'm Dad Rock.